Ty West wraps up his Dark Side of Fame trilogy with Maxine.
Did you always want to be in that line of work?
I always wanted to be famous.
The story follows Mia Goth as the main character from X. It's 1985, and Maxine is trying to jump from adult films into mainstream Hollywood. She lands a role in a high-profile horror film, but her past and the notorious serial killer the Night Stalker keeps getting in her way.
The past ain't finished with you, Maxine. Ain't nowhere to hide this show business. You never work in this town again.
Like X and Pearl, West uses his encyclopedic understanding of film style to offer a different story while playing with the same darker themes. Where X was a throwback to Texas Chainsaw and Pearl a love letter to early cinema, Maxine stirs together 80s urban vice dramas with a healthy dose of satanic panic.
You've made it to the belly of the beast. You must eliminate all distractions, or the beast will spit you right back out.
The cast includes a bright array of talents used in sparse doses. They all serve Maxine, and we see in her a more wily and deliberate lead. And it has just enough twists and turns to avoid falling into the cliches it pays homage to.
Name five celebrities who got their start in horror movies.
Jamie Lee Curtis, John Travolta, Demi Moore, and
Maxine Minx.
A solid slasher playing into fun nostalgia, Maxine gets 4 VHS tapes out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.